Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 36. Here is the extracted text from the image. Eight been heard and concluded and submitted to the jury. They at least did not so express themselves or give vent to any other expression within my hearing or knowledge, indicating any bias or prejudice against the said Frank. I did not know how A.H. Hensley stood on the issue until after the first ballot had been taken. Then said Hensley made a talk and stated that he had cast a doubtful ballot. There was one ballot marked doubtful. He explained to the jury why he cast this doubtful ballot and submitted some suggestions with reference to the evidence. Up to that time, so far as I know, said Hensley had not intimated or expressed any opinion whatsoever with reference to any feature of the case. That, as to M.J. Cheneng, during the entire 29 days that we were together as six jurors, he did not, so far as I know, say or in any way intimate how he stood on the issue. So far as I was able to judge from his conduct and deportment, said Cheneng was an upright, honest, fair, prudent, impartial, and conscientious juror, imbued with only one purpose, viz., the ascertainment of the truth. What is said above as to the impartiality, fairness, and conscientiousness of Cheneng is true of Hensley, and likewise of each and everyone on the jury. That I did not at any time, while a juror, hear any applause except such as occurred in open court and which was heard by the judge, jury, and attorneys in the case. I did not know that there had been any cheering of anybody connected with the case at any time, or that there had been any cheering in any way growing out of or connected with the Frank case until after the verdict was rendered and I was told about said incidents. The jury left the courtroom every time before the judge, lawyer, and audience were permitted to leave, and there was never any applause or cheering either inside of the court or outside of the court, within my knowledge, while the case was being considered. The jury, in leaving, were always attended by the deputy sheriffs or bailiffs, one always going before and one always in the rear. We were usually taken direct from the courthouse to the German Cafe, located midway of the block on Pryor Street.